Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing? Happy Monday, happy Monday. My God, I had the nicest weekend. I had a nana weekend. I cooked and I embroidered. I'm into embroidery. I think I've mentioned that. But anyway, I just sat and stamped fabric and cooked all kinds of yummy food. And I'm really happy. I feel very rested because I didn't watch telly. I sat and I listened to music and embroidered and then I cooked. And that was just heaven. Oh my God. Like, I'm fucking glad I'm old. No more weekends running around after children bloody driving to sport and here, there and fucking everywhere. Oh, so happy. So anyway, that was my weekend. It was delicious. Had a couple of lovely walks, bit of a sleep in. Oh, so good. And interestingly, I opened up my planner to have my meeting and I'm like, there's a Buddha quote that says, the trouble is you think you have time. And I have had time over the weekend. I've had lots of time just to suit myself, which is, I think, my job at 55, to suit myself. God knows I've been suiting other people for fucking long enough and it's over. It's done. Just all about me now. How good's that? So I really like that energy. And I think time is such an interesting concept, right? So I don't really believe in time. On a woo-woo level, I go, yeah, time doesn't exist. Some fucking idiot made it up. I don't really care. But then I go, actually, we do have finite time because we are finite beings. So one day you're going to die. And so you should get busy. And the average woman in New Zealand lives till she's 85, average man 80. So take your age off that. So that means I've got 30 years to go. What am I doing with that time? What am I doing with my one wild and precious life, as Mary Oliver said? And I'm like, what is that about? So what are you doing with your time? And I was at this awesome event on Friday. Fuck, it was cool. It was a very cool conference. It was an REINZ property management conference. Oh my God, the coolest people. Fuck, if you're a property manager, just stop whatever you're doing and pat yourself on the back because you are amazing. Property managers are such cool people. I love them. They're really hardworking. They're fucking hands-on. They have difficult conversations all the time. They're dealing with entitled, greedy landlords and then they're dealing with fucking idiots that can't sort their shit out and, you know, leave dog shit in their house. Like, what the fuck? So morons. And they're amazing. And they deal with morons. Like, I don't know how they hold their faith in humanity because they're dealing with twits all the time. And they do it professionally. And not only that, they have to do fucking compliance bullshit and fill in forms. I just couldn't be one. So I'm in awe of them. In awe of property managers. Love them. It's one of the best things about my job is I get to hang out with different industries and I just love them. Anyway, there were some fellas there. But there were some fucking great chicks. I met the coolest chicks, like really cool chicks. Such fun chicks. I had lovely conversations. Just people often say to me, why do you hang around at these events? I'm like, oh my God, because I meet the coolest people. I had three amazing conversations with three amazing humans and I loved every one of them. So there you go. As well, I probably had more like chilly chats, but three quite deep. Like, oh, fucking amazing. Amazing humans. So anyway. That was great. And we were talking, or I was talking, because that's my job, I was talking about the fact that we are awake for 100 hours a week. Now, this is how much time you have in a week, which is why I'm really into my planner, because I want to maximize my time, and I don't want to waste time, and I don't want to spend time doing shit I don't like, and we all have to do some shit we don't like, but you've got to poke into your planner all the shit you do like. You've got to fill it up. So this week, the shit I like, I'm having breakfast with Michaela this morning, and that is fucking exciting. I'm very happy about that. I'm doing a podcast. I'm recording a podcast with my friend Pete for my Business Matters podcast later this afternoon, which is lovely. I'm taking my dad to the doctor. Now, I have to take my dad to the doctor a lot these days, and I've reframed that as quality time with him and helping him. And he, God knows, helped me a lot in my life when I was a little person. So now it's my time to help him. So I try and turn that into a magical thing. So instead of going, oh my God, I've got to go to another fucking appointment, which is how I started looking at it, I've reframed that into, aren't I lucky? Some people don't have a dad. So I'm lucky. He's fucking hilarious, actually. And yeah, there you go. So I'm taking him to the doctors and then we might even go out for a coffee just to celebrate the fact that he's alive and I get to hang out with him. So that's quite cool. And then I've also got my friend's birthday this week and I'm honouring her with a dinner because You know, if it's your birthday, you deserve to have dinner cooked for you. So I've got my beautiful friend coming for dinner and I'm excited, and I'm going to make a gluten-free sponge cake with whipped cream. I know it won't be good for my tummy, but fuck it, I'll be happy. And fresh strawberries and jam. Oh, just like they used to make in the old days. So that'll be me. I'm making gluten-free sponge. I'll let you know how that goes. I've got some line dancing happening. And I've got a catch up with my friend Chris and a catch up with my friend Judy. Fucking happy as. Like, that's quite a light week. I don't have a huge amount. I'm not doing any hardcore actual delivery because the last few weeks have been that. But I'm doing lots of writing. That's exciting. I'm on the Substack doing all the writing. So I'll be doing lots of writing, but I've got lots of lovely things. Every single day, I've got something that I go, yay me. Now, that's what you want in your 100 hours. Right now, if your 100 hours is everyone else just fucking pulling on your chain, then you're going to have a shit ton, aren't you? So there you go. Oh, it's also my friend Selena's birthday. Happy birthday. How lovely. So my planner's got all this in it, you see. And I'm also going to go to a movie. I haven't decided which one yet, but I'm going to find a good movie to go to. And I'm excited about all of that. So I do love a bit of a plan, and I don't have a huge hectic week, but I'm catching up. Now, what I am focusing on my focuses for the week, let me tell you, flicking through my pages, Easter. The Easter bunny is coming, and I quite like Easter. When my kids were little, I didn't want them to have too much sugary shit, so I bought them new pajamas because we were heading into winter. And so they got winter jammies. And then one grandma bought them a dressing gown and the other grandma bought them slippers. And yes, I was quite controlling, but it saved them getting 400 Easter eggs each. So one grandma was on slippers, one grandma was. And then all winter, the kids had these beautiful Easter brand new slippers because they grew all the time, you know, fucking children do that. So there you go. So that's quite exciting. And so Easter, I'm like a little presents. I'm a big gift giver. I do love a gift. So I'm like, who are the people that need a gift? Who are the people? And what could I send them or make them or do for them around Easter? And I'm going to visit my son and my aunt. So I've got some basket-y things happening. But now's the time. Don't leave it until the Thursday before because the shops have gone, and start thinking about what a non-food things, or maybe these is food things. Maybe you just want a basket and put some stuff in. You know, who are you visiting at Easter? What gift could you take them? What could you make for them or buy for them? Or, you know, I don't know. God, it's cool. So there you go. That's me. That is me happening this week. I'm just doing lots of writing and Substack. I'm actually working on a very big event as well. Fuck, I'm excited. I can't tell you about it yet, but it's going to be big. It's not for about 10 months, but it's going to be a very exciting event. And it's something I've wanted to do for a very long time, and I'm doing it. So, yeah. There you go. I'll be happy writing. I'll be happy finishing my embroidery because that is going to the framers. And then after I've presented it to the person I'm making it for, I can show you a photo on my Instagram. But up until then, I can't. So where are you spending your 100 hours? I reckon this is a good week to have a little look into your calendar and just keep a note. Maybe jot down this week, where do you spend your time? What time do you get up? So you get up at 6 and what do? Do you go to the gym? Good for you. I don't. Maybe you like that. Do you go for a walk? What do you do? And then how many hours do you spend walking, gymming, exercising, line dancing, whatever? How many hours do you spend cooking, cleaning, fucking around? How many hours do you spend driving, commuting? How many hours do you spend working? How many hours do you spend caregiving, looking after people, supporting people, caring for animals, humans, people, parents, fucking whatever? How many hours do you spend doing hobbies? How many hours do you spend doing shit you hate? That's the big one. We've got to get rid of that. So how many hours do you spend? And keep a tally this week and see how you go. So you're awake for 100 hours. Takes 30 hours to be a human. So if you take off showering and you can work this out, but you could do your own number. So I reckon you're awake for about 100 hours. 30 hours of that will be food, showering, charging your phone, finding your keys, getting dressed, all the boring stuff. And then I reckon you've got 70 hours left. Now, then you take off how many hours you work. Then, so if people work 40 hours, I nearly use the word normal, no one's normal, but if you work 40 hours, you should have, 30 hours left. Now, how much time do you spend watching telly? How much time do you spend doing fuck all? How much time do you spend scrolling on your phone? I love scrolling on my phone, but I do know how much time I spend and what I use it for and why. So I'm okay with it. But don't, it's just whatever you do is fine as long as you know, as long as you're conscious about what you're doing. You know, be conscious. So maybe make a list this week of all the things you do and just see what that looks like. And then we'll know, won't we? Then we will know. And then you'll be able to go, holy shit, did you know? So my friend, he was telling me that he worked out one year that they spent something like, oh, I'm just making the number up because I actually can't remember, but something like $8,000 on coffee. So he went and bought a $3,000 coffee machine and saved himself a shitload of money. So he bought a very fancy coffee machine. But you see, you don't know if you don't know. You don't know, you don't know. Write that down. So, you know, what do you know? So know where you spend your time. That's really about this week. Because Buddha says, the problem is you think you've got time and maybe you haven't. There you go. Have a wonderful week. I will see you soon.